I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we are happy to welcome today a couple of Minnesota musicians, Mike Munson and Mikkel Beckman. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And Mike, you were here a little over a year ago. Mikkel, we were just talking about, we think it's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah, been a long while, I think. A few years now. I think last time I was here was with the Brass Kings.
Yeah, you've played with the Brass Kings. Do you still play with them? Or?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Down in the Twin Cities. And then you might be familiar to people up here. You've played quite a bit with Charlie Parr.
Yep, I play a lot with Charlie when it works out. And I play in a band called Corpse Reviver, which is a tribute band to the Harry Smith Anthology of American Folk Music as well.
Nice. Well, welcome. Like I said, it's been a while since you've probably been here. And they are doing a show coming up tonight at Carmody in Duluth. Starts at 10 o'clock. And you guys have a new live album out. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, let's start with a song. What do you want to get started
with,
Mike?
Thanks. This one's called Too Far Gone.
For something I ain't found, and I'm looking over here now, looking underground. Well, show me a face I'd never known, and I'm leaving here today. Peace down the road, and I'm too far gone. I'm too far. Give us a little space now, come on, slack the ropes. Well, we're leaving here today on a junkie boat. Everything is false now, everything is a scam. We'll grab a rail and take care to stand, cause I'm too far gone. I'm too far. Anymore, I'm leaving it all behind. Not cause I'm not winning, I just don't really wanna try. Well, show me a face I've never known, and I'm leaving here today. Peace down the road, and I'm too far gone. I'm too far. We'll be right back. take the wind. Well, you nearly bashed my face right in somewhere I've never been. What are you willing to lose? Tell me all your bad news. It's not funny, is it? Well, I'm too far. Something I ain't found, and I'm looking over here now, looking underground.
Mike Munson and Mikkel Beckman live from Studio A. So you guys have a new live album out, and let me know if I have this right. So the live album was actually recorded at the show for the that was the CD release party for your studio album, Mike.
Correct.
Is that correct?
However ridiculous that sounds, that is correct.
So did you always intend to do something live, or did you just have such a great night? You said, we got to put this out.
Yeah, we knew there was going to be a bunch of energy in the room. So I had asked a friend of mine who's a live recording tech to come up from La Crosse and just mic everything up and hopefully capture some of that energy of both my playing and Mikkel's playing and Corpse Reviver's down to win out of that night too. And I just knew it was going to be a really fun night and there's going to be a lot of good energy in the room. So we thought, well, let's try to capture some of that and we'll listen to it after the fact and see if it's there and enjoyable. And we listened to it and I shared it with Mikkel and he said, I think we could do something with it. So we cut up some songs and remove some and just decided on kind of a solid 45 minutes and decided to put that out.
Okay.
Yeah, the room that night was interesting because it was Mike and I had only, I think, we didn't know each other that well at the time and had only played together once or twice, I think. But it was really the combination of high energy, great club to play in, and then sort of the way Mike and I both like to improv around a structure, you know, on the theme and his songs. And it just really worked out. Everything worked, you know, which is rare, at least for me. So, and somebody did a fine job at the board capturing it all. So,
mm-hmm. And so you guys, well, how did you guys meet each other and end up playing together?
Well, we did, you know, Charlie and I had gone down to Winona to play some shows. And Charlie really always liked to set up shows with Mike because I think he really respects his playing and enjoys his music. And there's a mutual admiration there. And usually at Ed's, which is my favorite place to play in Winona, and I think Charlie's and probably Mike's. Mike mm-hmm. does a residency
Absolutely.
There. And so we met through the music, just playing together a few times mm-hmm. and got to know each other that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was Mikkel on your studio album at all, or he came
no.
along after the fact?
Yeah. I don't know if we'd played together once or twice maybe before that record release night, and the Corpse Reviver was coming down simply to split the night, and at some point after we had decided that, I was like, well, do you want to sit in with the set? And he agreed, and so we just went from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it ended up being great, and I think part of that magic is just that little bit of tension of not knowing each other all that well or what's going to happen, and so that creative tension was fun, and you could feel it, and I think it paid off. Sometimes it works to a bonus, and sometimes it doesn't, but yeah. I think that night was especially fresh and fun.
Yeah, and I think Corpse Reviver, we had just released our CD that same week, I think, at the show at the Cedar in Minneapolis, and we wanted to release it down with a party in Winona, mm-hmm. and Mike was a natural partner in all of that, and he had his record coming out, so it was just really, I don't know, fall along the river, beautiful weather, beautiful fall, kind of late fall evening.
Yeah, because it was pretty much almost exactly a year ago.
Right.
Couple weeks past a year ago that you did that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's funny because that it feels a little weird to have it be the recording of the record release party, but I had recorded that record a full year before it actually ended up coming out, so I feel like I had changed quite a bit from there and what I was doing, and then this one is...
Well, and I wanted to ask you about that. Like, so the versions that are on this live thing, are the songs on the live recording all live versions of what was on your other album, or is there different stuff on
there
too?
There's, I think, three songs that aren't on the previous one, or maybe four, but otherwise it's versions of songs I've been playing for a while, and songs I wanted to play because they were on the record that was being released that night.
Well, and so you have somebody on who wasn't on the record. And yeah. I mean, it sounds like so you had these songs on the album and you'd been working on that for a long time. Well, now you had a chance to kind of expand them and do something different with them, add some different players.
Yeah.
So really kind of a different flavor, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. And then now as far as looking ahead, I'm mentally and musically, I'm ready to, once we're through playing on this record stuff, I'm really like... almost want to shelve that whole project and just like start fresh. I know that's not how it works, but I have a whole bunch of new ideas.
And you'd had an EP out before, but was that your first full length?
That was, yeah, correct.
So that's always kind of where you've got the material all stored up and it's ready to go and boom, and then, you know, some of it you've probably been living with for a long time.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
Yeah, exactly. And another big part of the Live at Ed's, I really wanted to be a big thank you note to Ed and the Winona community for supporting that place, and something we could all celebrate because it is a really important space as far as Winona is concerned in the music scene. And in Minnesota, I think a lot of folks come from pretty far away to play there. And so to be able to celebrate that fact was a lot of fun.
It seems like thriving towns in Minnesota culturally or musically have two common elements. They have awesome local radio like you guys have here with what you're doing. And then they have spaces that are accessible to local musicians, and Winona's got that, Duluth's got that, there's a few other places, but in Winona, Ed's is kind of Ed is an artist and owner of Ed's No Name Bar, and really promotes a local thriving culture, and it's great.
Yeah, and that's really been kind of your home base, hasn't it, Mike?
Yeah,
as a musician?
Yeah, I've been playing Sundays there for a little more than 3 years now, which has just been excellent and really such a gift for me to be able to call that home every Sunday night, and to be able to play and invite folks to come down and share in that. It's really been a great space artistically and mentally to be able just to go into that place that you know is going to look like this and smell like that and feel like that, and these people are going to be there, and it's just a really comfortable place to be, which is really great to add that into the mix of driving to who knows where and playing for, you know, this place and this place. And there's so many variables, which is fun and exciting, but it's nice to have a place where you can go. It's just like, I equate it to my living room in a way, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
Just set up and play and have a great time. And, you know, all your friends are going to be there. And so that's really such a gift for me to be able to have that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another song and then we'll come back and talk a little more. What do you guys want to do now?
This song's called Empire Builder, which...
Now,
out of the tradition of train songs.
I want to ask you, last time you were here, I think you were playing electric, and we talked a little bit about that. Like, you'd kind of focused on electric because, you know, you'd had some issues with the... So tell me about what you're playing now.
Right.
And do you play... This is a resonator guitar, right?
Yeah, correct.
And do you tend to play this more now, or just happen to have it today, or...?
Not necessarily. I tend to play out on my electric setup, which is fun, and I like that idea of manipulating electric guitars and amplifiers and getting different sounds and being able to be louder, and it's all about manipulation as far as the electronics are concerned. But I really enjoy playing acoustic instruments, but in the spaces where they can be appreciated, you know, when we can... quieter spaces, you know, when we're not plugging them in necessarily and electrifying them. Obviously, we are over the radio, but... when their natural sounds can be appreciated more. So I just did a week of shows with a friend of mine, Ben Weaver, on bicycles, and all we brought were guitars and we played in rooms without PAs. Everyone came in close, and it was just such an enjoyable couple of days. And Ben continued. He rode his bike all the way to New Orleans. But I just joined him for those 5 days and just playing in really quiet rooms with acoustic instruments. And that was really great. I think we often underestimate the power of and the volume of acoustic instruments these days. We're so used to just like showing up and plugging in and just going for it just because that's what we do every night. So to be able to take the time and say we're going to, you know, everyone's got to participate in making this instrument work, which means, you know, being quiet or focusing or what have you.
So you like to do what fits the space, a noisy bar, break out the electric.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And I think it keeps me on my toes a little bit because not all the instruments respond the same and or play the same. And I think they pull out different emotions and different feelings, and whether that's from myself or the listeners. And so it's fun for myself to be able to keep that challenge.
Interesting. All right. So before I interrupted you, what you're going to introduce the song.
This song's called Empire Builder, which is the name of the Amtrak train that runs from Chicago out to the West Coast and vice versa, but swings right through Winona and stops in Winona, which is great. It's so great to have a people train coming through town, but I live about a block from the tracks, so it comes right by, which is a lot of fun. So.
Thank you.
jets right out of town. Now I go to Chicago, baby, I'm western, baby, I'm western bound, baby, I'm western bound.
That's Mike Munson and Mikkel Beckman live from Studio A. And another one that's on a live album, right?
Correct. No, yeah. Wait.
No?
No, I got a lot of heat from some people that that one's not on the live album.
But I bet it'll end up on the next one, maybe. Or was that
Too Far Gone was on there, absolutely.
Was the studio version on the your last album?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So studio version but no live version. But now there's one. people will be able to listen to this one on the internet maybe. So last time you were here, last time we talked, Mike, you were kind of taking the plunge as a full-time musician, and you were kind of happy to have more time to work on, you know, songwriting and those kinds of things. So I want to know how has that all worked out for you in the past year or so?
Yeah. How is it? It's working out. It's been really great. I really enjoy traveling all over and meeting folks and playing music with other folks and, you know, developing relationships over music. And
have you expanded where you've toured?
Absolutely,
to?
Yeah. So I'm traveling around quite a bit, but I like to be home too. So trying to figure out a way that's working for all of us. Which has been good, but coming up here is excellent, and playing the Twin Cities and down to Iowa and over to eastern Wisconsin and what have you. I took a big trip with good friend Jake Illica, who was just up here. Well, last night we played at the Red Herring together, but we did a big 29 days out to Seattle and Portland and Colorado and saw some of that country, which was excellent.
So that was a first for you, getting out
that
there?
That was the longest time I'd ever been out to do a full month like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So, my whole approach to this is just kind of slow and steady, and hopefully I can still be playing guitar when I'm 60. That's kind of I guess that's my goal. If there's a goal out there, just to be able to keep playing and keep playing with great people.
Mm-hmm. And so now that, you've got the live album out, I think you were talking about, are you working on new material? Or?
Yeah. I got a lot of partial songs, which I think I'm looking forward to just to maybe taking a little, not so much time off, but a little more intentional time this winter and developing some of that and starting a new project while at the same time keeping playing around and getting out in front of people and just making music for folks who enjoy hearing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know it's always annoying because, you know, you just put out the live album a few months ago and now I'm already pestering you about what you're going to do next. So people do that. You know, hey, what's up next for you?
It's not a pestering. It's accountability.
We're excited. We're excited. So doing the actual recorded album, how was the studio experience for you and where did you do that? The studio album, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, the studio album, I worked up at a place called Nowhere in Minneapolis, which was an excellent experience. It was a lot of fun. It was a little, not so much nerve-wracking, but there's this feeling of like this giant timer on the wall running, you know, like you gotta get this good stuff out and listen to it and make sure it's right. Meanwhile, there's this clock counting down because next person's gotta come in or, you know, other people got to move on to other things in their life. So that pressure was a little tricky to deal with just because I'm a pretty relaxed person. And so much of what I do is just about live music. And so much of the tradition of this style of music is just about being in front of people and being entertainment or, you know, helping people relax after a day's work or what have you. And so being in the studio just seemed like me playing for myself, which is just a different type of energy, which is why I was excited that the live record captured a different feeling, which was great. But that said, the studio is kind of this thing out there that I would like to work at, or not so much conquer, but just it's just another tool and another instrument almost to use and exploit. And so I'm hoping to have some more options to do that, and songs that would lend themselves more towards the studio atmosphere, and to try to use that as a third instrument or another player in the band.
There's always something so melancholy, I think, about recording this kind of music, because it's almost like the tension between the oral tradition and then codifying and writing things down. When you actually lay something down in a medium that gets captured in a moment, I mean, mm-hmm. every time you play, it's different in set and setting, or room and people around you are an important part of what you're doing. And so there's something sort of, not tragic, but, you know, melancholy about capturing something because, you know, 2, 3, 6 months or 3 years later, you're doing maybe the same songs entirely differently, or just you've grown or changed. And so your whole style changes, and yet you've got this thing that people hear over and over that sort of codifies sort of who you are to people. And then, I don't know, I'm always interested in that.
Well, in records now, a lot of records are made as these timeless things. I think it started a long time ago, but, you know, like, it's the Beatles, the White Album is this thing that can exist forever, and it is what it is, and it's not so much a moment in time as it is this huge thing that grows and changes. But with this music, it's so much just we're in the moment. This is what Mikkel and I sound like today, right now, and this is the feeling that's in the room.
And we'll never sound like this again. So,
right.
No. But there is something cool about being able to lay stuff down for people to hear and distributing it, and people being able to enjoy you even if they live 600 or 6,000 miles away. That's
absolutely
pretty interesting and amazing, actually. So, not trying to diss recording of music at all, but there is a melancholy in me, and just speaking for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as a part of that process, but there's also a lot of joy in it. So,
and again, it's the tradition. This music is a social music, jazz and blues and all that. It's just about people together
gathering around.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with there?
This is a song called Blackbird. Gosh, thanks for having us on. This has been such a treat. Appreciate it.
run deep. I'm gonna climb to the top, see what I can see. Well, it's been too long on the bottom. Come see about me.
That is Mick Munson and Mikkel Beckman live from Studio A. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And again, they're playing tonight at Carmody in Duluth. Showtime is 10 o'clock. Anybody else on the show tonight?
Just us.
Just us and our brand new CD.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Just been great to have you
thank
here.
You.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. Check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.